Give him hell, Hans! Give him hell!
I regret my loss of life. Big deal!
Didn't see that coming. Buy more stuff. Go on Twitter.
Welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast. Dead Zone is the sci-fi tabletop miniature skirmish game from Mantic Games. And now, here are your hosts, Rob Harper and Jack Fike. And I am your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen.
In this episode, for the early February, we're talking about a lot of news, including Survey 2 for the Kickstarter for Dead Zone.
Whoa, no, hold on now. This isn't going to be a regular Dead Zone podcast. This is an extra special clip show edition. Glad you're here. It's going to be the best pod ever casted. Here on a special edition of the Dead Zone Podcast. Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast once again. My name's Jack.
And this is Rob.
No, Rob's not here. He's away. I apologize for the clever ruse, my pantomime of his presence. I'm here because I was doing a little voice work while he's been away on vacation, doing a commercial for the Dead Zone Podcast that will be airing on Vinland Old Time Radio. And I thought while I was here, I might as well fill in some time, experiment. I don't often get the keys to the car here, so I'm just going to play around a little bit. So anyways, without further ado, thank you for joining me, and we'll be right back after Wintergreen makes it official.
For your listening enjoyment, here is the Dead Zone Podcast. Special edition.
Thank you, Wintergreen. Now, as some of you know, we started this podcast very recently. It's only been about 6 months since the Dead Zone Podcast has come to fruition. It started with the Kickstarter of the Dead Zone game, and Rob jumped on board. He wanted to play the game, and he wanted to do the podcast, so he enlisted my help, and I have gladly participated with him in this venture. Despite what you might think by listening to our podcast, we have had no experience in doing anything like this. Now, it might come to a surprise to some of you. You might think, oh, that sounds polished and nigh on professional. Are they announcers? Are they color commentary people for some sort of sports league? No. On the contrary. I do voice work for Rob's podcast, The Vinland Old Time Radio, and that is something that was a pet project of his. I'm just one of the voice talent that work for him on that venture. And other than that, we hadn't done anything like this podcast. And I think I'm going to play some clips for you that show that perhaps we didn't know exactly what we were doing, and I don't think we still do. We're novices, and I do appreciate the fact that you can look past that, that you tune in 2 times a month to listen to us talk. All the while, we're just doing it for fun, people. And you can tell. Listen, please, let the sounds of our newness, of our unpolished gem of a podcast, pour into your ear holes.
This is episode...
Two of the Dead Zone Podcast.
Episode 100.
Episode 200 of the Dead Zone Podcast. You lost me. I have no idea what you're talking about now.
Okay, welcome to the Dead Zone. What is the name of it? Dead Zone the Podcast or the Dead Zone Podcast? I can't remember.
Don't do what Jack does. Don't do what Dumbass does, because...
Just paint what you want to paint instead of looking what you need. We'll put all these photos up on Podbean. What is it? Deadzonegame.podbean.com.
Why would you ask me? I don't even know where Vinland Old Time Radio is yet.
It's only been over a year and a half.
And follow us on Battle Systems, the podcast. What?
This is episode 4, right? Yes.
I love the bit we do where we don't know what number it is and what the name of
the podcast is. The name of the podcast is Dead Zone, the podcast.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Ugh. Welcome back to Dead Zone, the podcast. Damn it! The Dead Zone podcast. You can use either one. The Dead Zone podcast. I think it should be Dead Zone podcast. I've said it so many times. I don't even know what the right one is.
And he may even remember the actual name of this podcast.
Stay tuned to find out. I'm Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And this is the Dead Zone podcast.
Listen to those two rapscallions. My God, it's as though they didn't know what the hell they were doing at all. Anyways, because we're just talking off the cuff, we're treating you, the listener, as our friends, we're just shooting the breeze, sometimes we say some stuff, might be a little saucy, might have a little bit of adult language. We do treat you like we're talking to our friends, and I hope we don't offend anyone. Let's just say sometimes we tweak things for the sake of comedy. We're just having a little fun here, that's all. So what you're about to hear is us with our particular brand of comedy, our high-octane language, saying some things that might not be suitable for general audiences. Enjoy.
Let's get all juvenile, people.
If we get James on here, we can ask him how the f*** he did that.
Your purse string's real loose, like a $2 whore.
Yeah.
BFGs, which is the big f***ing guns. He's a samurai mech. Namor raped by a Transformer.
You whore.
Teraton dong.
Teraton dong. No, you wouldn't want to see Teraton dong.
Maybe you would.
Look at his genitals. That is amazing. Look at the size of that. That's inappropriate.
Beastsofwar.com. Those Irish bastards.
And I was trying to get that across to you, and you're like, oh, you're just being a bitch. And I was like,
you were being a bitch.
No.
Use your f***ing brains.
Dipshit. That was if a sentinel had raped Puck, and then Puck grabbed a hammer and said, I'm going to get revenge.
Yeah.
That's what I was doing with this one.
So more comes to light of this devious bastard's unboxing.
Free unboxing.
Yeah.
We'll try. Once we get the game, we'll see if we can have sex with the ace.
I was just about to say, you whore!
Even his groin is kind of disturbing, though.
Easy. His mammoth penis is being manipulated.
Fantastic. He went diorama all over that picture.
All up and down that bitch.
I just pulled... You pulled off his penis.
I pulled off his penis. You had manipulated it to the point where...
Oh, look at those guys.
Oh my God.
His is even in more disturbing spot.
You need to take a picture of that now, too.
Hey, bitch, I lasted 10 rounds. How long did you last?
Screw all the aliens. Which is, you know, human thing to do. I don't mean screw as in the biblical sense. I meant in the economic sense. Maybe in the biblical sense, too. I'm not sure.
Plague penis. And the, there you go.
Plague penis taken.
For your juvenile 12-year-old pleasure, there's plague penis.
Yeah, I like that pose. If they make a miniature that looks like that, that'd be pretty cool.
We've already mentioned Teraton Dong.
True. Now we got plague penis.
Why do you piss on my parade every time I do that?
Well, I'm not a fan of swearing anyway, so that.
And let the audience decide. The audience could go, hey, dipshit, that was the worst looking painting I've ever seen.
Everybody else is just kind of getting in there to get their shit done.
He's a very old, decrepit man. I don't know if I want to start feeding him alcohol.
And hookers.
You and your hookers. I had admitted freely in the last episode, like the dip that I am. I still like that health father.
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
He's painted like a bordello, but...
Bordello. Red Light District.
Namor was raped by Optimus Prime, and then that is the child. Remember with the ship's robot? She was a hot piece of ass.
Yeah. That was the later one.
I'd have done terrible, unsanitary things.
She was hot, yeah.
And again, he's got the cod piece going, so, you know.
Yep, he definitely does. No more, no Teraton Dong here.
So, all that talk of Teraton Dong?
Yeah. They're strap-ons.
Yeah, easy.
Oh, okay, Rob. Well, how about you just shut the f*** up for a second? We got to hear from Mantic Games. How's that? How's that, Big Shot? Let's do a commercial.
I don't know if it's appropriate.
Wow. Who talks like that? Who thinks that language is appropriate? For shame.
Hey, Bella. Hey, puppy girl. Come here. Come here, Belle. Oh, you're my good girl.
Well, my dog just showed up. Oh, Bella girl. Bella girl.
Okay, go lay down. What? You want out?
Yeah, okay. My dog wants out. While I'm gone, you guys hold down the fort. You keep cool, get a beverage. We'll be back in a sec. And until then, listen to this commercial. Wintergreen, do your thing.
You have been listening to the Dead Zone Podcast with your hosts, Jack Fike and Rob Harper. Dead Zone is the tabletop game from Mantic Games. Please visit them at manticgames.com.
And welcome back. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So where were we? Ah, yes, you had just heard our toilet mouths saying terrible things and implying even worse. Yeah, I'm not proud of it. But that's just a small part of the Dead Zone podcast. We joke and we kid. Sometimes the language is a little sketchy, but what really matters is what we say from our hearts. When we open our hearts and say the things that we mean, the horrible, mean-spirited things that we've said about each other and about, well, we've targeted our hate towards a lot of people. So, without further ado, listen to us being mean.
Oh, well, la-di-da, Mr. Fancy Pants. Here's your robots, Your Majesty.
Don't be a dick. Is that so hard?
You underestimate my ability to be surly.
And that is true, I do that.
Stop busting my chops.
Are you effing with me? Are you effing with me?
Touché. Oh, there's the,
Well played, Mantic. Well played.
Yeah, you've done it again.
You magnificent bastards. We read your book.
Any old idiot on Twitter who happens to talk about the Dead Zone, this guy's going to shout out to?
That's rude. That's just rude. You're rude. You're nerds! And, yeah,
who are fans of our podcast, oh, yeah, well, you are hurting.
Hey, there's not... Nerds isn't an insult.
You're hurting feelings right now.
I've noticed one thing on the internet that's quite annoying, and that's all the whiny bitches out there. They come from every corner.
Whatever you just said, whatever the phonetics just tumbled out of your mouth, that big oversized tongue of yours, that couldn't been right. People are filthy animals. That's all I'm gonna say about that. Ingrates.
To set us up for a fall, they've released all these other successful games, and then Dead Zone will be the one that screws us.
Mr. Thornton, is this the long con?
He's long conning us into buying this stuff.
We'll let our shills, our whores, hawk, whatever it is that we've got to display.
I think we're the whores.
Oh, space elves.
Yeah. If that's an Astera, that's pretty cool.
Hey, Mantic, way to break the mold. Space elves. Like today's paramilitary police forces that are now kicking in doors and shooting people's dogs.
Yeah, I like that.
And I'm starting to think that maybe you exaggerated.
Don't make me beat you, boy.
Wow, we're some dreadful people. Did you hear that? Oh, I wouldn't blame you if you didn't listen to us again. That is unacceptable. Unacceptable. And unfortunately, there's more. From time to time, I've said something that... it's not a catchphrase. Let's not call it a catchphrase. There's a story behind it. It's a certain exclamation I make when I'm not sold on an idea, or if I'm not overwhelmed by something that is presented to me. I think if you listen closely, it's very subtle, but I think if you listen closely, you can hear exactly what I'm talking about. I'll let you listen to this, and then we'll be right back.
Pretty much concept art.
Oh, there goes your phone.
Someone followed us on Twitter.
So someone followed us on Twitter. Was that Villain Old Time Radio, or was it one of our past shows for our Dead Zone podcast?
Let me just check. I believe it was Vinland Old Time Radio. That was Vinland Old Time Radio. Vinland OTR.
Since I'm not on Twitter and I don't understand, I'll just have to say, big deal!
Can't wait to show you the postcards. I know you're excited to see them.
Oh, well, actually, big deal!
No, about the ebook.
Big deal!
Jack doesn't like ebooks.
That's why you go undercover, so you don't get shot by a sniper?
Big deal!
Yeah, the big deal.
But I do have to say about the postcards, big deal. No, I shouldn't have done that. You made me.
You made me do it.
You made me do that.
Oh, short stories about, big deal.
Didn't see that coming.
Well, aren't I a lovable scamp? That's, if anyone wants to know where that comes from, I'm sure if you give us an email or on the Twitter, I can let you know in one of the podcasts. It's not important. No one cares. Why did I even ask that? Let's get my obnoxiousness behind us. Let's get the hate and the, we've had saucy language, very negative stuff. Let's put that behind us and let's move forward. Let's go on to something. No, wait. First, we'll talk about the Marauders. Then we'll go on to something positive.
And Jack's favorite, the Marauders.
They look great. I think that's an original idea.
He doesn't like the orcs.
It's not the cartoony, big-jowled, funny, hey, I'm an orc. Yeah. I'm supposed to be the bad guy, but I'm not scary.
Because we hate Marauders.
Marauders are zombies.
I think it goes Nazi space zombies. Worse would be the Marauders and finally lawyers.
Ah, yeah, lawyers are definitely the bottom of the pile. Here's a Marauder in a Ripper suit. Once again, great armor, great look. I just hate the head.
The cartoonish orc stereotypical head.
Replace it with like a Cthulhu head, it'd be awesome.
If I had an army of mobbies and grunts...
Oh, and those goblin snipers.
Call me a Marauder fan. Right there. Yeah, call me a Marauder.
Some of the models
fan.
Are great, and then some of the models are just a little let down. I don't like the little...
The thieves and Marauders and... No, not Marauders. They were the...
Yes, not Marauders.
No, these guys actually look good.
That might be the solution to the Marauders looking like Riri's.
Well, it's unanimous. We here at the Dead Zone Podcast do not like Marauders. No, Sir Mantic, we do not. But we do like our fans. Now, we have a segment on our show that we call the Shoutouts. I look forward to it every week. Rob has his ear to the ground. He likes the social media, Twitter, Facebook. We appreciate hearing from you. Here they are from the last 6 months. One of my favorite things that we do, Shoutouts.
So before we go, let's do some shout-outs.
Shout-outs.
I'd like to shout-out to the Battle Systems guys, because they're cool. Colin and Wayne.
Okay, well.
Keep it up.
Your new best friends, hopefully.
They are my new best friends. They're friendly and nice.
That's kind of rare.
Let's say hi to Mantic Radio from the Ohio Hammer podcast group. Hi, guys.
Hi, Andrew.
Commander Panda. And it's at Commander with three M's, C-O-M-M-M-A-N-D-E-R, 99.
That's not how you spell Commander.
He's got an extra M in his Commander.
That stands for
Yeah.
Delicious.
He's a delicious Commander. Commander Panda, he's a cool guy there. And also Liam Hall at Monkey Kung Fu, and Monkey spelled M-U-N-K-E-Y, and it's Kung Fu. Adam, Mr. Voxman, and it's ATT64 at Twitter.
ATT64 is how you would what?
That's his Twitter. Yeah, that's his Twitter address.
Can you dumb it down a bit?
No?
No. Okay. JP Paletis. Hopefully I pronounced it correctly. And that's at JP4Media. And it's JP4Media.com.
James Chance. It's at Jasksta, J-A-S-K-S-T-A on Twitter. And he also has a blog called Dead Zone Recon Blog.
We also want to do a shout-out to Joshua Mann, good friend of the show. He's RedFox4242 on Twitter. Follow him. He's a good guy. Lots of cool miniatures.
Our first fan on Twitter. And I think he's had some nice things to say, and I think I thank Josh for his input.
Josh. I'm all buddy-buddy with Josh. His name's Joshua.
Oh.
I also like to mention another guy, Mark Zolinski. He's at ASLSKFan on Twitter, and he's one of the Mantic Radio guys from OhioHammer.com.
Gao Mansfield, G-A-U Mansfield. I think it's pronounced Gao. I would say Gao.
Our apologies if it isn't pronounced Gao, but...
And on Twitter, he's at Garkus13, G-A-R-K-U-S-13. And last shout-out is to G-Mort's Chaotica. It's a website. He's starting up a new Dead Zone encyclopedia. And we're not having any shout-outs anymore because you offended everybody. Everybody hates us now.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And those were the shout-outs. If you want to get in contact with us, send us a line. There'll be a little ad at the back of this show. It'll give you all the information, and you too can get a shout-out on the Dead Zone podcast. And we do this free of charge. No strings attached. We don't want anything in return. Well, that's not 100% true. In the past, Rob and I have both been guilty of implying that we could use a little something. Maybe if someone would slip us a little something for our time, you know what I'm saying? Here's a couple clips of us being a little brash and seeing if there was a little something that someone could do for us.
Mantic, if you make a special primer, send a bottle along. I'll spray that all day and all night, But
we'll see. We'll see. I wouldn't mind picking up some more Hellhounds, or if Mantic wants to send some along just out of the kindness of their hearts.
I would say if, just in case anyone from Mantic was like, you know what, those guys are doing a lot of good work, and maybe we should send them a little something-something. Well, just
slide, we want the Rebs booster bundle.
Slide a little something their way, then maybe. That would make your day.
You keep begging. Eventually they'll send something. And personally,
if they want to send me some Hellhounds or some hookers with drugs in their systems...
You'll take either?
No, you'll take one, I'll take the other.
I don't want Hellhounds.
Exactly. You're the whore of this group.
What? You were sucking up, I don't know.
Did you just look at me in disgust?
Well, you're being a little bit audacious.
I was being a little informal. I think my tone should have been a bit more respectful, and I do apologize.
Okay, so maybe it wasn't us per se. Maybe it was mostly me trying to get a freebie here or there. But can you blame me? Really? Can you really blame me? Wouldn't you want to get an extra plague hound or two? Sure you would. Come on, sure you would. Look deep into your heart. You would.
We will now take a moment for an important message.
Sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit.
these men promptly escaped from the maximum security stockade to the Vinland Underground. Today, still wanted by the Spiral Architects, they survive as underground radio podcasters. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can listen to Vinland Old Time Radio. VinlandOldTimeRadio.podbean.com.
Welcome back to the Dead Zone Podcast.
Back to the show. The Dead Zone Podcast isn't a information podcast. Strictly speaking, that it's an entertainment podcast first. It's unscripted, it's off the cuff, and like most things that are just free form, stream of consciousness, things get said that don't necessarily make sense. An off-the-cuff remark here, a quip there. The clips I'm about to play for you now showcase this bit of nonsense that we can get up to. Enjoy.
My crotch is chapless right now.
Mine's a little chapped.
We are gonna do terrible, inhumane things to that guy.
He's making his dramatic entrance.
Ta-da!
Okay. Right now he's pointing over there going, hey, look, there's a guy standing on a box. He must be the general.
That's right.
Let's go ask what we're supposed to be doing.
Oh, those Irish.
You and your crack.
We're going to disgorge on our fans. You're correct, yeah.
My beast.
I would think the D8 could give you love, but I don't think you could give a D8 love.
Yeah, we'll put that on the back burner. We'll see.
It's the Suicide Girls of paint schemes right here.
Oh, yeah, Suicide Girls.
Yeah, not my thing.
It is my thing, but these ones aren't.
Get your hands off me, you damn dirty apes. Well, you're a squid, so let's not point fingers.
Turtles are green.
Turtles. Turtles, but, turtles.
It's only limited by your imagination.
I will look that up now.
Jack was right!
And Jimmy 16 will win a t-shirt. You know.
It's only limited by your imagination.
I blew out a sprue one time playing beach volleyball. Oh, my God. I was laid up for weeks.
Nobody likes to blow a sprue.
Oh, fire.
That's right. Smells it.
Sweet, sweet, nutritious fire.
I regret my loss of life.
I was wondering where you're going with the Ronnie's deformed ear, but yeah, that's a tall tower.
Yeah, no, the right ear that's visible looks normal. I'm not going to
disparage. The other one's a robotic tower.
But the other one is a large tower.
He's got the vapors. Oh. Show me the plague.
I'm the dry one. The bowels of their soul.
Ew. I don't want to know what James's bowels are like.
If it weren't for bad luck, you'd have no luck at all.
That's right. And no arcade.
I forget the quote, but imagination. I can't remember who it was. Remember?
Did you have a stroke?
Stop looking at the terrain.
I love terrain. That's not our name. Why would you say that?
Yeah, they're munchkins. They're like Oz munchkins. And then next
we
one's
represent
so...
the Lollipop Guild. The Lollipop Guild.
No. Was that going somewhere?
It went right where it had to go. Right to make me smile.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, and we're going to kill you. No.
Have some respect. It's an icon.
And they're all dead. Except for one.
Yeah, come on. I will point at you and shriek. No, where were we?
Wasn't that silly? Sometimes these things happen. Sometimes it's comedy gold, sometimes... Anyways, I think that's it for this special edition of the Dead Zone Podcast. I'm going to wrap it up. I want to thank you for sticking with me. This is a little treat, a little something I'm not used to doing. Throw it out there. Maybe you liked it, maybe you didn't. We'll get back to the good stuff. We'll get back to the regular Dead Zone podcast. I think the next one's going to be a gameplay discussion. That's always interesting. I hope you enjoyed yourselves. I know I did. Have a good night, and I will be back with the Dead Zone podcast. Wintergreen. Play us out.
Here is your host, Rob, to tell you how to contact us. Here, at the Dead Zone Podcast.
Thank you, Wintergreen. You can listen to us on our website, deadzonegame.podbean.com. You can email us at deadzonepodcast@gmail.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at deadzonepodcast. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Join us next time for some more of the Dead Zone Podcast.